Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. The last couple weeks have been rough for me and apparently some of my colleagues as well. No less than four of my closest biz buddies have said to me that they're tired and thinking of quitting their business. Oh, no. And then it hit me as well. What is going on? Well, today I'm addressing this situation head on. Here's what to do when you want to quit. We'll get into it when we come back. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Hey everyone, I'm Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. How are you doing today? I hope things are going well. And I want, first of all, to say that my heart and my prayers go out to everyone who's been affected by Hurricane Dorian. It's been a mess, I'm telling you. Things have just been a little crazy, but thank God we didn't really get hit that bad in Georgia, but the Bahamas are torn up, so definitely prayers go out to them. And if it's some way that you can help support them, please do so by donating your time or money, or if you can't do either of those, just praying, because a good prayer goes a long way. It was so funny. I was standing in line the other day, and you know how you always get into a conversation when you're standing in line. And one of the girls was saying that she didn't think that she would pray, but she didn't think that God would hear her. And I was like, God always listens to prayer. She's like, well, I think he maybe listens, but sometimes he just thinks like, oh, God, here she goes again. I really don't think that's the case. So if you're thinking, you know, is God hearing your prayers? For me, I definitely believe that he is. So please don't stop praying. Your prayers are, you know, mixed up with all the other prayers that are going up, and God is always listening. At least that's my take on it. That's what I believe. And until I am proven wrong otherwise, that is the way it's going to stay. So let's get to that thing today, talking about quitting. Like I said, four of my besties said, you know, they're ready to quit their business, or they're getting tired, or they can't go on, or they don't want to do this. What causes that? And I have to admit, you know, I've had those thoughts several times. It's not anything new, especially when you're an entrepreneur. You're always thinking about, I need to quit. I mean, just like, you know, in a marriage, sometimes you think about, I need to quit this. I need to divorce this fool. But, you know, if you really love someone, you don't do it. You stay in and you work through it. And I really, also being totally transparent, I have to admit that my husband and I went through that in the very beginning of our marriage. But by year five, which was the first 5 years are totally crazy. And I should know, been married two times. But we made a decision that we were committed to each other. We loved each other. We wanted to make this work. And here we are 25 years later, still going at it, still going strong, still loving each other, still liking each other. Now, I say that still liking each other. Of course, you know, we're two individual people who have separate individual bodies, minds, and spirits and stuff. And we are going to clash at times. We are going to be like under our breath saying crazy stuff, but we are not quitting. So that's what I feel about your business. You have to be committed to it, committed to doing it. But there are some things that you can do to make sure that you're on the right road instead of just doing something out there crazy and then you're thinking, oh, I want to quit. Because you might have a legitimate reason to quit. You know, you're not making any money, things taking up too much time, it's taking up too much energy or whatever. Maybe it is time to quit. But here's how to get past it, because if this is really your passion, if this is really something that you want to do and you've been working on it, you've been in there, you're committed to it, don't quit. Let's reexamine what got you to that point in the first place and see how we can turn this thing around. So the first thing you have to do is you have to figure out, why are you feeling like quitting anyway? Is it the clients or lack thereof? The clients getting you on your nerves, or you don't have enough clients? Is it the money? You're not. Usually, it's the money and the clients. Even if we're making the money, sometimes the clients can really drive us to quitting something. Because I'm telling you, clients can be crazy. Maybe it's your processes, or maybe you're just overwhelmed. So when we're looking at this thing, why is it that you want to quit? Are you doing too much and not getting enough done? Are you not getting enough of the right stuff done? Are you not meeting enough of the right people? You have to sit down and really have a little talk with yourself and see what it is that's making you feel this way. Why are you actually feel like quitting? Are you just tired of doing what you're doing now? Do you want to do something different? Or do you want to do what you're doing in a different way to achieve another result? Because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. So if you want something to change, you got to change something. Everything can't remain the same if you want changes. So you need to have this little meeting with yourself and figure out what you're doing too much of or not enough of. And for me, just let me put it out there. Anytime that I feel overwhelmed or that, like, I want to quit or I just can't do this anymore, my husband is the one who actually says, well, you said you wanted to do this. You said you could do this, and you said believe in me, and I will do this. So that kind of knocks me into reality a bit, and I'm like, yeah, I did say that, and I do believe in myself. I do know that I can do it. I have the skills to do what I'm doing, so why am I feeling so frustrated with what I'm doing? And there are some real answers in there. Because number one, you could be doing so much stuff that you don't need to be doing and driving yourself into the ground, driving yourself crazy. I have a client right now who has this amazing idea. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil anything for them when they bring it out. Has this amazing idea about a new program that they're going to do. And they're getting their website together. They're looking at some other pieces that they can put in, like how to get the thing done and stuff, but they're doing everything but actually getting the product together. What is the product? Now, since you, most of the people that I'm talking to right now, you may be included or not, are service-based people. Now, some of us have, you know, actual physical products. I don't really have a physical product. If you can say that a website is a physical product, maybe or maybe not, but it's all service-based, what I do. And most of you out there are service-based consultants, own service-based companies, and what you provide is not necessarily tangible, especially if you're trying to teach people how to live a happier life, how to be content, how to own their confidence, that type of stuff. That's not really tangible, but it's still a needed service, right? So if you're coming up with a new plan, a new program, and you're doing everything but creating the plan and program, you need to stop. Because you're going to run yourself into the ground before you actually get that piece done and see if people want to buy it. So my thing and my advice to them, to my client, was, hey, stop doing all this other ancillary stuff and get to the meat of what you're doing. What is the program that you're creating? Outline it. Now, there's a caveat to this. You don't have to actually create the real program. I mean, get everything done, you know, do all the worksheets, create the modules, shoot the videos. You don't have to do all that stuff. Because first you got to figure out if this thing is even going to sell. And how do you do that? You test it. You talk about it. You tell people, hey, I'm creating a brand new program, and it's going to be this, and we're going to do that, and these are the results, and see what their reactions are. If people say, hey, that's great and awesome, good luck with it, but they're not saying, where can I get this, or how soon is this going to be out, then you don't need to be creating that. And if that is part of your overwhelm, the reason that you want to quit because you got all these programs and you can't sell any and you don't have any clients, that could be a major thing. You got to figure out, I always say, who your audience is, what they want from you and what you're willing to provide for them, and you have to make sure that the stuff is going to sell before you start creating. Believe me, I have done it. I have come up with these just wonderful, awesome ideas, created a program, and when I launched it, crickets, nobody was buying because it really wasn't what they thought they wanted, knew they needed, or even want to be bothered with. So you got to make sure. You have to make sure. So you sit down, you have this little talk with yourself, and you see what you can and you can't do. And then my next step is always to get back to my happy place. You know, what makes me happy? Am I doing the stuff that makes me happy? If I'm creating courses, is that helping me to get in front of the people that I actually want to help? Or could I do that another way? And for me, I decided that, yes, I have a brand new course that I'm getting ready to create because I see a need for it out there, and that is really utilizing SEO optimization for your website, getting found, using the keywords, all that good stuff. I actually have a brand new blog that I put out last week about using the right keywords, which is part one in the series. I'm going to do a four-part series. So if you haven't seen that yet, please go to csicorporation.com. It's right there, the latest blog that I put out, because it is a needed service. SEO optimization, it ain't sexy, it ain't fun. It's very heavy in the, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm doing. So I am simplifying it and making it easy. I know that there is a need for it. I found a need, and it's going to be my first course that I've created in the last 3 years. But getting back to what I was saying, I found that courses, me creating these courses, wasn't the thing. In the beginning of the year, I created two, and I really got kind of like a mediocre response, even though I knew that there was a audience out there for it. So I think that maybe my delivery platform wasn't the best, so I'm redoing that whole thing, or the way that I deliver the stuff. But and then it just took up an immense amount of time for me to do that. And guess what? I figured out that having a mastermind, my unmarketing inner circle, was the thing that I liked, because we meet twice a month on Zoom, and in that Zoom, within that Zoom call, we actually get to talk. I get to coach them. They tell me what's going on with them. They tell me what's right, what's wrong, and I say, yes, that's good, or that's not good, and I help them with that. So I found that me doing the mastermind was a much better use of my time, and people are buying. Because I said, hey, I've started this new group. We're going to do this, this, and this. These are the results you're going to get. We're going to meet twice a month, and it's this much money. And it's really not a lot. It's only $197 a month. So if any of you are interested in joining me, I'd love to have you. It's not officially open, but because you're my peeps and you're listening in right now, we can definitely make that work. Just connect with me at go to csicorporation.com and hit the contact button and let me know. Carol, I want to know more about this unmarketing inner circle. It's phenomenal. People are getting excellent results. I'd love to have you in there. But I love that. Instead of just creating courses, I'm actually able to get involved with my people at least twice a month, sometimes more. And that makes me happy. So what makes you happy? Is it really getting in the trenches and working with people? Or is it creating courses? Or is it speaking? Or is it doing things or services for people, like creating the social media graphics or recording people's podcasts? Whatever it is, you got to get back to your happy. Because when you're happy, you can make your clients happy. And when your clients happy, guess what? They go out and tell people, hey, this girl is awesome, and this guy is awesome, phenomenal, wonderful. They did this stuff for me. You should work with them too. And that's really what we want to do. The other thing that you can do is to get with some people who are like-minded, who are, you know, close to what you do. They don't have to be, whether they're competitors or not, it doesn't even matter, because some of my biz besties do exactly the same thing I do, but we're still connected, we're still friends, we're still biz buddies, and we do help each other when we feel this way. So you need a circle of people who can help you when you're feeling down and out, when you feel like, oh God, I just need to get rid of this thing, I can't do this anymore. You need some people who can listen to you honestly, see where you are, understand you, listen to you, and give you some good direction. Because if you're an entrepreneur, a service-based entrepreneur, you really can't go to someone else who's an employee and say, hey, you know, I'm sick of this, da-da. Guess what they're going to say? Hey, you need to go get a job. Duh, not the right answer, right? Because you wouldn't do that anyway. That's why you became an entrepreneur, because you were sick of being an employee. So go with like-minded people. And next, pray. Prayer always helps. As I said, I truly believe that God listens to all our prayers. Even the saints or the sinners, it doesn't even matter. He's going to listen to all of them, because the prayers are music to his ears. He knows what his people what his people want, and he's there to help you when you ask him to help. So praying is a way of, I think, conversing with God. And not just like, oh God, please help me type of thing. I mean, really talking with God, because he is our Father. He is the one who is helping us through this. He has a plan for us, but within our free will, we deviate from that plan. We go our own way. Sometimes our things are right, sometimes they aren't, but he is there to help us. So prayer always helps. And prayer helps to clear your mind and help you to get grounded and settled, and you can meditate in what you're trying to do. And also prayer helps you to get quiet, because when you get quiet, you can really think. And you can listen, and you can hear. You can hear the voice of God telling you what direction it is that you need to go. Maybe you are doing the wrong thing. Maybe you're doing the right thing. Maybe you're doing the wrong thing in the right way, or the right thing in the wrong way. But until you can really listen to what's going on, until you can hear deep down in your soul what your purpose is and what God has planned for you, you can't make any moves. It's just really, really difficult. And even if you think God doesn't hear me, he does. Let me tell you that he does, because I know. Because like I said, this past week was really rough for me. And I had to turn to God more than one time and ask him things and pray for things and meditate. I did exactly what I'm telling you to do. That's what I did. And he showed me by manifesting things that I didn't even think were possible to happen. And some things I felt in my soul, I'm like, yeah, this could happen. But in praying and in meditating and in leaning on God, I was able to say, yes, this is going to happen. It is. And it did happen. So you can't, and then you can't stop. You have to keep moving. So when you're meditating and when you're listening and God is speaking to you, really, really hear his voice and see what he's telling you to do. And also be honest with yourself in what you're doing. Is this what you really want to do? Did you start your business because you have a purpose and a calling and you want to do this one thing? Or did you start your business because, you know, I don't really want to work for this person anymore. I could do this on my own. And then you just started doing it, but it's not really what you want. Because in order for you to sustain what you're doing, you have to really want to do it. It has to be something that is really driving you on the inside. It's bursting out of you. And if you don't get that feeling from the job or the job that you're doing or the position that you're in, then this just isn't the right thing. And sometimes that can be really, really hard to admit to yourself. It can be really, really hard for you to say, I don't need to be doing this. It happened to me in 2016 when I decided between being a personal trainer and being a web designer and marketing strategist, which one do I want? They're not the same. They'll never meet. The twain will never meet, kind of thing. So I had to decide which way did I want to go, and I chose this route. I chose web design and marketing because this is what I wanted. This excited me. Personal training and the weight loss coaching did not excite me anymore. It was really becoming more of a burden than anything. It was really something to do. I was going through it in my head, do this, do that. I mean, I was always paying attention to the client and stuff, but it just wasn't doing it for me. So I wanted something that was, and this is it. Okay, next step. You got to examine everything. As I said, are you doing what you really want to be doing? Is this the audience you want to be serving? Is this the content you want to be putting out? And are you fulfilling your purpose? And then finally, you need to make a decision. You need to decide after you meditate, after you pray, after you look at everything that you're doing, that you want to be doing, that you could be doing, that you see yourself doing, after you've talked to your people who are of a like mind with you, and after you've gone to God in prayer, you need to decide, are you going to stay or are you going to go? One of my favorite shows that I love to watch is Married at First Sight. I thought it was the stupidest show in the world when I first started watching it. I didn't see the first season. I think we saw the end of it. But then as I watch it, I'm really intrigued by it, and I love every single season because these people are just totally crazy. They're very entertaining. But they are looking at, you know, I married this person. They were a stranger, and can I make a life with them? Which, in essence, if you look at it, is not that difficult, not that different from what we do now. We meet someone, and then we either know, you know, within like a few seconds if, hey, they got the spark or they don't, then we are with them for a while. But anyway, married at first sight, they have at the very end, you know, people stay married for, they actually get married legally. They stay together for 8 weeks, and then at the end of the 8 weeks, they have to decide, are you going to be married or would you like to get a divorce? That is always the question. And I think this is the sixth season, I believe. And out of the all the seasons, they have maybe six couples, I think, that are still together now and actually have children. So they made matches. So you need to decide, are you going to stay or are you going to go? And then whatever it is, it doesn't even matter what your decision is. If your decision is to stay, then you need to put your roots in, put your feet down, plant yourself, and go forward successfully. If you gotta go, make an exit strategy and figure out what it is that you really want to be doing. You could even come up with a hybrid, like, I don't really want to go, but I don't want to do this. So what is the this that you want to do? So that's what you gotta do. You gotta dig deep inside, figure out if you're doing the right thing, figure out if you're going to stay or if you're going to go, if this is your purpose or not. You know, listen to yourself, listen to your inner being, listen to God, pray, and then come up with a plan of moving forward. Because even if you go, you got to have a plan. How are you going to get out of this? What are you going to do next? Are you going to do a new business? Are you going to go back to an employer? You know, what? What are you going to do? If you're going to stay, how are you going to make it better? What other things are you going to do so you don't get in this situation again? You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. So if you need some help with that, or if you can't figure out exactly where you're going, or maybe it's just some semantics or some process that you're missing, I would love to talk to you. Go right now to schedule your online WOW assessment at csicorporation.com/onlinewow. Together, we'll look at all the stuff that you got going on, your website, your social media, you know, what you're doing, your processes, what's automated, what's not, and come up with a plan to see, you know, is this what you really want to do? And if it is, why are you missing out on clients and what you can do to stop it? So you can go to csicorporation.com/onlinewow. I'd be more than happy to talk with you because, like I said, I've been in that position. I can help you at least come to a conclusion and then get to the other side successfully. I look forward to helping you. That's all I have for you today. So be sure to join me again next week for another episode. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.